Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
National Weather Service says the Front Range will see another round of afternoon and evening thunderstorms. Today's the best day to catch large hail, damaging wind, and heavy rain, and maybe some flooding. So that's a little later this afternoon after you're done eating your Lunchables there at work. Maybe if you park under a tree or something, get a little closer, because you could get dinged up today. So I don't like that at all.
I don't
all.
Either.
I don't like hail at all.
The reason I got a garage is
smart.
Because the hail around here is bananas.
It's like, bananas.
It is.
Well, if we get a lot of hail today, I would imagine that you're going to see the social media posts, people holding their hands out with the hail in them, you know. The story here, though, says people are not really posting on social much anymore. It's pretty much taken a nosedive. More than half of people say they are posting less than they did 5 years ago. And then many more people are being incredibly selective about what they share. I'm kind of in that camp right now.
Yeah.
I am not on it at all. I'll hop on and do a couple things for work. And then, boom, I'm off. Once you start realizing how much time you're wasting on the socials,
yes.
It really makes you reevaluate what you're looking at.
And not only that, but how it makes you feel. I mean, when you post something on social media and it doesn't get any traction, why does that make you feel bad? Or if it does get traction, then you're like looking
constantly
at it a lot.
Constantly checking it.
Yeah, it's just silly. But I've also noticed, like, as far as posting, I am so selective as far as what I'm putting out there. It has changed a lot for me. A lot. So
definitely.
I would agree with that.
Like my long eyebrow hair yesterday. That'll definitely give you the feels.
I mean, that was just gross. That was just odd. And we were all like, what is happening
Very
to
Very selective
you?
On what we post. Yeah.
Now we'll get you fired up with the Mix 100 Sports Report.
Story out this morning. Ranking the best sports nicknames of all time.
It's got to be. I feel like I know who it is.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Is it the great one? Wayne Gretzky? That's
no.
got to be the number one.
No, actually, it's Happy Gilmore.
Yes. Is it really? Or are you
no.
messing with me?
It's
Dang it, Jeremy.
It's Wayne Gretzky.
Is it
I was really excited
the great
that it's going to be Happy Gilmore.
I was like, this list sucks.
The Great Bambino made the list.
Yes.
Mr. October, the big unit.
Yeah.
Jokes with that one. Chocolate Thunder, the big hurt. The Minister of Defense.
That's great.
Diesel for Shaq. Megatron. Oh, why isn't Air Jordan higher on the list?
Air
down
Jordan
at 15.
Should be
I
top
thought that would be
three.
Top five, top three.
Come
Stone
on.
Cold. Give me some Steve Austin at the top of this list. All the Way May made the list. Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Yes.
Smalls and Hamilton Ham Porter also
good.
Made the list. So.
Okay, those are good ones. I
like
appreciate
that.
Those ones making it. Huh.
And Happy Gilmore. Okay, so if you're out exercising, getting on your fitness today, maybe you're wearing one of those smart watches, you got a Fitbit on, they've got those ring now, those rings
yeah.
that you can put on
yeah,
that
yeah.
track all your activity and biometrics. What if you could just dump all that, leave it at home, and track your fitness through your skin? This is pretty neat. Scientists have created a wearable paint that you can put directly onto your skin. It looks kind of like a temporary tattoo. So you could put something fun on there. Like, I'm into sharks. I'm going to have a shark tattoo with this special paint.
Okay.
Anyway, the paint embedded in the paint is polymer electrodes. So it tracks your fitness through your skin. They say it's excellent at tracking muscle activity, heart rate, even brain waves. They tested it on people on treadmills and working out and all that crap. And boom, it shot all the information to their phones and they didn't have to wear any sort of device while they were working out. How neat is that?
Yeah, I mean,
it's kind of sketchy to me. Like,
exactly.
Paint, I'm a little concerned.
Oh, you get tattoos. You got tattoos
again.
All over you. That's injected
but
into you.
That
yeah,
has been
right.
proven over and over and over again. The tale as old as time now with tattoos.
What?
So it's not.
What's the tale as old as time?
People have done it. And so we know that it's safe,
yeah, and you get
quote,
hepatitis
unquote.
From it.
So I'm going to let everybody else do this
like
first.
Hepatitis is a tale as old as time, too.
I know, but that's the thing. Is that doesn't happen. Like,
this
taken
is on top.
Measures, they've taken measures to prevent all that.
Well, yeah,
like,
but it soaks
the first
into
couple
the skin.
People
I mean,
got
yeah,
hepatitis, maybe, but then they figured it out. Like, I'm going to let these people figure out the stuff.
We got to wash the needles and then do it again.
We figured it out.
Don't reuse them. Okay.
Maybe, like, the first couple shark tattoos, I'll let you guys get them.
Listen, it's on top of your skin. You just wash it off.
Your skin absorbs things that are on top of it.
You've got a massive tattoo on your back.
There's electrolodes in there or something. You said.
I got your electrolode.
Okay. I don't know why you have mine, but okay.
It just seems a little sketchy to me, that's all.
Little sketch.
That would be my would be my sports name, actually.
Electrolode.
Jeremy the Electrolode. His.
Ew.
What?
L. Okay.
I don't know. You do it first. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
All right, what else you got?
All right, well, the World Humanoid Robot Games happened a few days ago in Beijing, China, and I don't like this. These humanoid robots are becoming so lifelike. They actually did the 100-meter dash, and one of those robots beat Usain Bolt's record of 9.58 seconds. Like, that is a smashed world record, and this humanoid robot beat it in 9.39 seconds, so he crushed that one. Some things that are funny about this that kind of made the news as well is the robots aren't good at stopping yet. They're really good at going, and they get to where they're going fast, but they don't stop very well. And one of them smashed into a wall and actually broke into like 100 pieces, and sparks were flying everywhere. So they're working on that. But I think this is just going to lead to a future that we're just going to be watching robots do everything. Robot football.
No.
Robot boxing.
Yeah, why not?
It'll help reduce brain damage
in these athletes.
Yeah, but okay, that's another thing. You know, if you are an athlete of a high caliber, you know what you're getting yourself into. Like, you kind of sign up for that, you know? We know enough now that there is possibilities of...
It's like the tattoos. We know enough.
Exactly.
That's also true. But I don't like this. I don't want to watch robots
in
my
future,
you know?
I don't either. I mean, the thing is it takes such dedication to be an athlete
at
that level.
Life.
And if you just build a robot who's going to be a D1 athlete the minute it comes out of the box, that's not...
It's not fun.
It's not
from what I understand, you got a D1 athlete in your nightstand, so...
Shut up.
Why are you so mad at the robots?
You know what? They've earned that right, too.
Don't act like you're against robots. I've heard your stories.
Okay. Shut up.
So sorry,
that also sparks
Shut
a lot.
Shut up, Jeremy.
What's blowing up?
We've got receipts.
We've got drama.
We've got Denver talking.
It's the Mile High Hype.
With JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
Well, it is time to talk about everything that is trending this morning, all brought to you by Mountain High Appliance, where you can get amazing savings throughout all their showrooms, whether you're replacing one appliance or you're remodeling an entire kitchen. You can find top brands and expert advice. All you have to do is go to mountainhighappliance.com. Talk about the oversaturation of heaven today.
Okay. May she rest. That was very sad news yesterday.
Well, I am definitely heartbroken about it. Obviously, if you've listened to this show for many years, I've always had a very tongue-in-cheek segment regarding Dolly Parton and the oversaturation of Dolly Parton, because she truly was everywhere. We just talked about her on Monday because she was coming out with her own line of dog treats.
Yeah.
She had now expanded her brand into dog treats. So I had some fun with Dolly over the years, but truly one of my most favorite celebrities of all time.
I mean, who doesn't love Dolly? Like, she just did so many good things.
An icon, right?
Absolutely.
An icon, and I think that's why I brought her so much up on the show so much, because everybody loved her. You never heard anybody say a bad thing about Dolly Parton, and to get that news yesterday was kind of like a punch in the gut for
Absolutely.
A lot of people.
Shocking, yeah.
Social media was flooded with stuff about Dolly. She did face a brief battle with cancer, it sounds like. Passed away in the hospital. Is this her nephew? Yeah. Actually, I want to play you this really quick. I pulled this little clip of Dolly. Here you go. Oh, wait. Hold on. I swear I know what I'm doing. All right, here's some Dolly.
You are enough, and anyone who tells you otherwise isn't worth your time. You got this. Yes, I'm talking to you. Other people didn't always believe in me, and in those times, I had to believe in myself. Plus, nothing's better than proving people wrong. Make a list of the things you love about yourself. They can be big or small, like, I cook a mean chicken pot pie, or I'm a great mom. And if you tell yourself enough nice things, eventually you'll believe them too.
This is like a total ray of sunshine,
like,
right?
Definitely going to make
me tear.
Did you
see all of her quotes?
I love it. Like, I love that she is remembered so kindly, and she did so many good things while she was here that that's how people are going to remember her. I saw Dr. Seuss, the page on Facebook, posted something, and they talked about her Imagination Library, where, you know, she gifted over 300 million books to children around the world, and they were like, from one literary icon to another, we will always love you, Dolly. So everybody was showing the love for Dolly Parton and continues to do so today.
I saw Denver got about 3.5 million of those books, too, so we definitely got a piece of that. There was some stuff floating around yesterday. I was doing my research on it that says they were saying that Dolly Parton gave away more than $500 million over her lifetime.
I'm sure.
They're saying that is difficult to independently verify, the total that she's given away. But, yes, the Imagination Library, the Dolly Parton Foundation for Education. She paid for a bunch of kids to stay in school and go to college. She helped Tennessee wildfire victims. She helped with the COVID vaccine research, children's medical research, women's health care, children's hospitals, wildlife conservation. The list goes on and on and on.
It does.
And they say she still had something like a $700 million, what do they call that, net worth when she passed. So what a true giver, though.
Well, and she did so much of it anonymously, so we don't even know how much she actually gave.
Absolutely.
She was so humble about it. She didn't want people to know that she was doing that.
That's the way you do it.
Yeah.
That is the way you do it. CBS is airing an hour-long special tonight at 10 o'clock to pay tribute to Dolly. So that's probably 8 o'clock our time,
here,
is what I'm guessing. Anyway, so if you want to watch that. If we have time here after the hype, I'm going to play a little Dolly, too.
Good.
Yay. It's one of my personal favorites, actually.
As we should.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
We need to do it. All right, I'm going to hold on to the weatherman stuff for later. It just doesn't feel right.
Okay.
All right, what else you got?
All right, well, we're going to talk about schools just because they've got some schools consolidating now. Boulder Valley School District, they're proposing this plan to close 6 schools, consolidate 4 school buildings, and reduce the district's overall capacity. Now, Anna, she's a mom. She's got kids in Superior, and she says, you know, it's probably going to affect her kids. She's just hoping it's going to turn out okay.
You know, I'm not thrilled, but I do appreciate the work that they've put into it. As long as they use the resources and the space well, and our classes don't get huge, and they take care of the teachers, then fine.
Right. Okay. And, you know, the district, they're trying to do that the best they can as well. They're working on staffing and transportation plans because hundreds of students could change schools under this proposal as early as next year. So we're looking at a big shift in schools. And a lot of that reason, I mean, the kids are just not being born. So it's a,
people ain't doing it.
They
doing it and doing it well.
They don't have the kids to fill
get
the
your free
schools.
Gun.
And so it's like, as much as there people, because I hear people giving the schools a hard time, and it's like they're just trying to get ahead of this problem that we've been seeing for years in Colorado. So hopefully this does something to, you know, alleviate all of that. But another thing that they're looking at doing right now is Denver Water considering a full ban on watering because of the drought. So right now they're down to 2 times a week, and they are set to decide today whether to ban its 1.5 million customers from all lawn watering starting in October as drought conditions continue across the region. Yeah, I did read a story that says El Nino is supposed to bring a lot more moisture this fall.
We are supposed to get hit.
Yeah, so hopefully that helps us a little bit. But 90% of the state, I believe, is in a drought right now.
Do you see pictures of Lake Dillon right now?
No,
you can like walk out into the middle of it with your metal detector.
It's shocking and it's sad. And I mean, again,
Said the lake has looked like that before. It's like, you know, it goes up and down. But
again, something they have to get ahead of, though, because if it's like that and they're just letting people water whenever they want, like then it's going to get worse. So this is something, again, I feel like they'd have to get ahead of
this. This is probably something where they're going to ban like washing your cars and stuff too outside, I would imagine.
Yep, I imagine.
Scary.
All right. And then just one more, because this is happening today, coming up later, the world famous Waffle Wednesday. So this is Battery 61 off Calumet Street, and so they've got a breakfast mixer and International Dog Day party on the roof deck. So the event is free and open to people and dogs, and they've got a local artist there that's going to be painting portraits of your dogs, and that money's going to go towards Foothills Animal Shelter's Community Room in Golden. So they're going to paint a mural there at the Community Room in Golden. So if you can go and support them at Battery 61 off Calumath Street again in Denver, do so today. So
there you go.
There's your Mile High Hype.
All right, so Dolly is on record as saying that she was driving around with her husband, Carl Dean, in their car, their convertible, back in 1993, and this rock hit came on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I like this Collective Soul. So she did a bluegrass rendition of Shine, and she ended up winning a Grammy for it for Best Female Country Vocal Performance. And it is by far one of my most favorite Dolly songs.
Aww.
I'm a 90s alternative slut anyway.
Well,
but
Collective Soul, there it is.
I mean, so, come on. So yeah. For the next 3 minutes and 41 seconds, we'll let Dolly wow you this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.